Now today for our musical closer, Soul in Two Directions, from Europe to the U.S. and from the U.S. to Europe. The world's Marco Werman takes us round trip.
For several years now, soul music, an American creation, has been re-entering this country through a string of young British women. First, there was Joss Stone, then Amy Winehouse and Duffy, Estelle and Adele. Now, there's a new young entry to this category, Eliza Doolittle. This is Miss Doolittle from her just-released debut album. This kind of sound has become known as retro soul. Some of the people at the independent Brooklyn record label Daptone, for example, bristle when they hear that phrase. For Daptone and its artists like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, there's nothing retro about soul. Sharon Jones even gets a little hot under the collar when she hears the phrase.
Soul music is here. Don't tell us we're retro. There's nothing retro about me. Retro is these young people going out there imitating people that our age and older. And we're not imitating. So when I open my mouth, soul come out. When Charles opened his mouth, soul come out.
The Charles Sharon Jones is referring to there is American soul singer and relative newcomer Charles Bradley.
How long must I keep going on?
He's gigging stateside for the next couple of months. Bradley also just came off a multi-day tour of Europe, including gigs in France, Spain, and the Netherlands.
To see!
Europeans love this stuff. Charles Bradley is one of the new artists on Daptone and happens to be the oldest member on the roster. He used to be a singer in a Brooklyn bar, billing himself as Black Velvet, a singer with a tough life, raw voice, and heart of soul who channeled the sounds of James Brown. His recent tour to Europe gave Bradley a better chance to contrast the U.S. and European appreciation for soul music. It's a little baffling, Bradley says, why there's not more love among Americans for soul. After all, the music came from the U.S.
They got the gift, they know the gift, and they don't respect it. And out of the country, they respect it. They see the love, they see the where we're coming from, they see the depths, and they love it. But I think that at homeland, they need to go back into the soul and bring it on out and stop putting it down, because every music that come out today with the young kids, all they're doing is tapping into our old soul music.
There are many reasons for the continuing love affair in Europe with American soul music. Charles Bradley always comes to a basic explanation, though.
People like to hear things that they can relate to. And like nowadays, it's all about floof, bam, 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 all that stuff. Now they want to hear something for real. You understand? And all I can do is just give them from my heart what I have inside of me, what I live, what I've been experienced to.
No time for dreaming.
Dreaming.
Gotta get on up and do my thing.
And do your thing.
Charles Bradley's already been invited back to Europe. So as demand for Britain's Eliza Doolittle ramps up here in the U.S., Sweden is begging for more Charles Bradley. Bradley liked to see that kind of support here in the U.S. too, but whether it comes from the U.S. or Europe, he says the audiences always make him a better performer.
They show me love, and all I can do is give love back, and all they're doing is make me be a better person to show more love to the world.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
To learn more about Charles Bradley, be sure to hear and see Marco's extended interview with him. The video, along with one of Bradley's pretty unforgettable performances, are at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Come back tomorrow.